Ernst Fehr and Suzanne Viola Renninger reach a less loftily expressed but related conclusion. In an age of enlightenment and secularization, scientists such as Charles Darwin shocked contemporaries when they questioned the special status of human beings and attempted to classify them on a continuum with all other species. Humans were stripped of all that was godlike. Today, biology is restoring to them something of that former exalted position. Our species is apparently the only one with genetic makeup that promotes selflessness and true altruistic behavior. Lest there be any misunderstanding, it is not the purpose of this book to argue that evolution did not occur. There is a fossil record, after all. In spite of its many defects, the record shows that evolution occurred. Rather, the issue is whether human evolution is a fully naturalistic process that occurs without meaning, purpose, direction, or design in a fully materialist universe. This book offers evidence from neuroscience and other scientific disciplines that challenges that view. Some well-traveled roads in the pursuit of understanding human nature in a purely materialist way are simply dead ends. The attempt to demonstrate that altruism or spirituality is really some sort of covert Darwinian survival mechanism is one of those dead ends. We can indeed draw some fact-based conclusions about the psychology of our remote ancestors. For example, we can conclude from early burial practices that they had some religious beliefs. But we have no real way of knowing whether those beliefs improved their chances of survival. Generally, spirituality is positively associated with health and happiness in society today, but we cannot assume without evidence that it has always been so. Was it really fit for Neanderthals to bury useful objects with their dead? Or were they motivated by something that reached beyond Darwinian fitness? But what about our nearest animal relatives, the chimpanzees and other large primates? Some scientists have spent their lives living with them and studying them in detail, hoping to shed light on the nature of the human. Our animal nature. Does the answer to human nature lie in our animal nature? In our kinship with chimpanzees? With mammals in general? Should we go back beyond the specifically human past to experiences? Or where the old-eyed oxen chew speculation with the cud, read their pool of vision through, back to hours when mind was mud.